everyone. We are here at Traffic Club in Rome with Rusty Brown from Electric Mary. Hi, Rusty.
Hello, hello, everybody.
It's nice to have you here for tonight's show. This is the only Italian date for Electric Mary, right?
Yes, it's the only one we're doing this year. We hope to come back next year and play some more.
It's a pleasure to meet you, of course. Nice to have you here in Italy. And so, how was the flight? Because you didn't come from Australia straight.
Oh, no, we've been in Europe since September the 3rd or 4th, I think. But we came here this morning after 3 hours sleep, which is not a lot of sleep. But the flight was easy, so we're ready to rock and roll here at Traffic.
Perfect. This is your first time here in Rome?
It's our first time here in Rome, but we did play in Italy somewhere, and I can't remember what town it was. It was in 2019. We played with Skid Row.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you came from Australia, but you have been played all over the world.
Yes.
So do you have a favorite place?
Italy.
Okay.
After tonight, it will be Italy. But if I, in all honesty, Spider, they can't play guitars. I would say New York.
Yeah.
New York's very cool. Very cool. They're all good though. Country has a different kind of vibe, mm-hmm. and the machinations of the people are different. So that's why we love to travel and meet different people. We're also going to Sweden and Denmark, which we've never been before. So Italy is the first one, Roma, which we've never been before, but we're very excited for tonight.
Perfect. So you are the voice of Electric Mary, which are the other members of the band?
We've got Spider on drums, we've got Brett Wood on guitar, Alex Ronjak on bass guitar, and Pete Robinson on guitar.
Is your geographical origin an obstacle or a plus?
A huge obstacle. It's a huge obstacle. Realistically, we could be here for 6 months. We should be here for 6 months and just travel, rest, travel, rest, travel, rest, travel. It's about a 26 or 8 hour flight from Australia. And the thing is, we're a long way away. So when we come here, we have to come for a good period of time.
The origin of your name, Electric Mary, is connected with something, I think.
Yes. In 2004, we went to I was in another band, and we went to Jimi Hendrix studio, which is Electric Lady Studios. We met Mary Campbell, who was the manager at the time. She's told us some amazing stories which happened in that place, which you can only imagine. People who have recorded there are AC/DC, Kiss, Radiohead, John Lennon, David Bowie, The Who, The Kinks, everybody's been there. And she gave me her card at the end of the night, and at the bottom was her name. And because the studio is called Electric Lady Studio, everyone who works there's first name is Electric. And she was Electric Mary. And I said, oh, that's a good name for a band. And here we
Brilliant.
Are.
Brilliant. So, which was the age, the years?
2003.
This is the 20th anniversary tour of the band.
Yes.
Which are the next tour dates?
I would suggest we'd be coming back in 2024, around probably April, May, June, July, but that's yet to be worked on, because the Olympics are on in France. Yeah, so we probably stay away from France. We might come back to Italy. Italia.
So next you go to somewhere?
Germany, I think.
Germany,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Erfurt, Germany. Yep.
I didn't check your schedule.
me either. I just get in the car and Alex drives.
Sorry. So, any story or anecdote you can tell us that happened through these years, these 20 years?
Oh, we've met a lot of great people. Probably for me, the greatest was when we did a show with White Snake in Melbourne, and I really wanted to meet David Coverdale, and the management said, no, you can't meet him. And I said, all right, I was okay with that, didn't matter. But he actually came in our band room and shook my hand and said, great show. And wow,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tears for me, because he's my hero. And we came to play with him in Paris and Brussels, Belgium. But he didn't talk to me again.
So
that was a letdown.
You probably forget about it.
Yeah. No, he didn't forget, don't worry.
So, Rusty, what is the meaning of playing hard rock music in 2023?
Oh, it's just because, for me, it's the music I grew up with. It's in my heart. I love it. Like, you know, my favorite band is Deep Purple, and I still listen to their records. Some of them are 50 years old, and I get joy from them. And, you know, for me, it's just in my heart. It's a thing that people either like or don't like. I think younger people aren't so much anymore. They've got their own. They've got hip-hop and rap and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And Spotify. It's just in our hearts. We just love that music. I like all kinds of music, but... Deep Purple,
yeah.
Rainbow, Foreigner. Although I do have a little one out of the blocks, which is a real passion for me. I love Tom Petty.
Oh, wow.
I love him too.
Yeah.
He
sure.
is so good.
The next question is, of course, your many inspirations, because you tell us about it. The studio, Ladyland. So you mentioned before New York for this reason, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of New York. And, you know, I think that people are there. The thing I like about people in New York is they don't bullshit. So yes or no.
Yeah.
And no is okay. It doesn't mean I don't like you.
Yeah.
It just means it's not for me, so that's fine. Whereas maybe LA is a bit more, you know. New York I like. But, you know, wherever you go, there's all good places. I mean, you know, Australia is a good place.
Yeah, I've been to Sydney.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Melbourne?
No, sorry.
You missed out.
Because you came from Melbourne, right?
Yeah. Pete lives in Queensland, and the rest of us live in Melbourne.
Yeah, I visited the Blue Mountains.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. That's an exquisite place, Blue Mountains.
Which kind of music does Rusty Brown listen to today?
Still Deep Purple, still... I love singers, rock. I love David Coverdale, Paul Rodgers, Dio, Freddie Mercury, Lou Gramm, Robin Zander, Cheap Trick. You know Cheap Trick?
Mm-hmm.
I love Cheap Trick. We toured with Cheap Trick in Australia last year, and I said to Rick Nielsen, the guitarist, oh, do you ever play The Sun Never Sets? And he looked at me like, how do you even know that song? I was like, yeah, I love that song. I know it. Anyway, he took me out to the van and said to Robin Zander, the singer, Rusty wants to know why we don't play this song. And he said, we only played it when we recorded it. We've never played it. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And we were just waiting around. Cheap Trick were going on. And Robin came out with a sheet of paper, not like unlike yours, with the set list. and started showing me what songs they were going to play. And I'm like, hey. I loved it, man. I started singing all the songs for him. He was actually. Yeah. You know when people say, oh, I love your music, but they don't really know it.
Yeah, I know it.
I know it.
For sure. So you as Electric Mary have four studio albums, right? So what can we expect to see and listen to tonight here at Traffic?
We will do something from every record. Down to the Bone and Mother are the two that we mainly play from, but we play our very earliest record, the first single we ever had, and we do our latest single, which is The Dealer, the single before, which was 3 Days Gone. We haven't done The King of Rock and Roll here, which we should be doing, but we need to rehearse it a little bit and add a sound check. But unfortunately, Alex has got a sore shoulder, so he's still in bed. But we'll be right.
Unfortunately.
So, yeah, we'll do something from everything tonight.
Okay. Do you have a favorite album or each album tells a different story?
I would say Mother. How do you say Mother in Italian?
Madre.
Madre, which is like Spanish.
Yeah.
Madre. Yeah, so I would say Madre. That's my favorite because as a band, we worked on that together a lot, whereas before, either Pete or myself would write the songs and then just bring them to the band. But this time we worked as a band on the song. So that's more important to me. I really like that. Yeah. And my favorite song, two of my favorite songs, probably, definitely Sorry Baby. I love that song, so we play that every time we can.
So, last question for you, Rusty. Future plans for Electric Mary?
Well, we need to get back in the studio and record. Just as COVID started, we'd already recorded some new songs. And then it just, I don't know. You know, it's like you had a sinking feeling during COVID. People didn't know what to do. Some people changed their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a good time. Yeah. It's what's scaring me the most is I've heard there's another one coming. So, yeah, we need to... This tour is very important to us in Europe. I think it'll rekindle the fire in our souls, and we'll go back in the studio and do more songs. Because we've just been releasing one song, then one song. Then one song, then one song. Now we need to do a record, a proper, you know, an album.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about the COVID because, you know, during that time, everybody talked about the COVID. So this was the only question.
I mean, you know, the people would understand that that's an explanation. When that happened, everything shut down. So,
yeah. Most of the things changed, you know, because of the COVID.
Actually, in our record company, let's not go into COVID, but in our record company's child lives here. And I think they used to be blocked off street by street in Italy. Yeah, she's, wow, very bad. But anyway, it's rock and roll now. It's not COVID, it's rock and roll.
Any Australian band or artist you would like to recommend us?
Yeah, that's a good question. All my favourites are old. I've got friends. There's in a band called The Revelation. Three bands: The Revelation, Bottle of Smoke, Palace of the King. There's your three bands.
Okay. I will listen in to them. Perfect. So, thank you very much, Rusty Brown, for this time, for this interview. And we can't wait to see you tonight on stage with Electric Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grazie.
now stand.